These are fast times we live in. You maybe remember when we talked about the rat race, that post-Eisenhower era when the corporations took over the South End and America too in a bloodless coup, ran a few efficiency studies, then busted the unions and paid us serfs paltry wages for long hours. The modern citizen isn't just in a rat race. We're watching the information tsunami breaking over us, rocketing us forward on wave after wave of Googled crap disguised as news or finance or sports, but is really a vehicle for advertising and a prescription for attention deficit when we're tossed on the rocky beach of a fearful future. You ask a friend or family member how their summer's going, they say crazy busy. We're on our own treadmill now. Cell phones, laptops, text messaging, email, sexting, online dating, online shopping, online everything. Truth is, we're not busy, we're just half crazy. Bored to death without a device in our hands. Constant stimulation, but not anything with depth. Couple minutes max, short text, quick internet search, gotta move on to the next stimuli. We don't have time anymore for a walk on the beach, for reading a novel, for growing a garden, for learning new pursuits or new hobbies. Nah, we have to check our emails, messages, stock markets, ball scores, and Facebook. We have to stay connected, and being connected means keeping up with an accelerating digital glut. Not metaphorically, we're rewiring physically. I guess you could say we're evolving if you're not a faith-based computer user, intelligent design if you are. I rode out in my boat today, fighting wind and swells to drop some crab pots. From far offshore, I could see our house up in the trees back off the road, mostly obscured, but peeking out. I suspect my life is like that now, an anachronism peeking out from behind the woods no one ventures into anymore. A very long distance away as the waves pushed by a new wind crash up against my little dinghy, and I'm in two places, but both are growing smaller and smaller. Just specks on a receding horizon.